Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Just the Ticket.
Jimmy, will you stop staring at my face while I'm shaving?
Well, it's all that soap you've got on it. You look like you've been eating candy floss and couldn't find your mouth.
Look, will you stop trying to make me laugh while I've got a razor against my throat? What are you doing up here in the bathroom anyway? We've usually got to drag you in here.
I wanted to make sure you don't wear your kilt tomorrow night when we go to the pantomime.
It's not fixed yet that we're going.
Of course it is. Mum says Susan's collecting the tickets tonight on her way home from work.
Well, in any case, why shouldn't I wear my kilt?
Because sitting in the front row will be the worst big-mouth nosy parker in the district.
Who's that?
My pal Ozzy.
Well, what's he got to do with me wearing my kilt?
I don't want him telling all the lads he saw me at Cinderella sitting with one of the ugly sisters.
No, that'll be enough of that. Look, you go downstairs and make yourself useful. Now go off you go. Help your mother.
That's what I am doing. She said, if you want to help me, get out of the way. Go upstairs and annoy your granddad.
Well, you've done that. So go and find another victim.
It's no good going downstairs again. My mum's setting the table for Susan's tea, and she won't let me help her because it's the best tea set, the one with the handles on.
Well, if you're going to stay here, keep quiet for 5 minutes while I finish my shaving.
Is that you, Susan?
Yes, Mother. Oh, what a queue there was at the theatre.
Oh, then, were you able to get the four seats together?
I couldn't get four seats at all. The pantomime sold out for 3 weeks.
Nothing at all for 3 weeks?
Nope, not even a box.
Oh, what'll Jimmy say? He'll be back to school before then. He won't be able to go to the pantomime at all.
Oh, we mustn't upset Jimmy. He's ruined in this house. He can do no wrong.
Oh, now. He's not a bad lad. After all, he does go all my errands for me.
Yes, and every time he goes to the grocer's, he crosses soap off the list and writes jelly babies underneath.
Oh, now, don't exaggerate, Susan. You know, you're rather hard on Jimmy sometimes. He's very fond of you, really.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Scraggy Neck. You're back, then.
Oh, he is very fond of me.
Jimmy, don't you be cheeky. Listen, Susan called at the theatre to get the tickets, you see.
Oh, I hope they're not at the back, because I've heard Buttons throws lollipops out, and he can't reach that far.
Jimmy, will you listen?
I want to be in the second row, because Ozzy's sitting in the front, and I want to be behind him. Then when the ballot's on, I can clout him with me cap.
You're not in the second row or the back.
Oh, heck, she's got us in the circle. Well, listen, Olive Oil, you can just take them back and change them.
I didn't get any seats in the circle.
Oh, that's different.
I didn't get any seats at all.
Because if you got... You what?
Jimmy, they're all sold out for 3 weeks. I'm afraid you won't be able to go at all.
Oh, you mean I'll have to go back to school without seeing the pantomime?
Yes, I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Oh, it's not your fault, Mum. You didn't go for the rotten seats.
Look, I can't make seats if there aren't any.
All right, if I can't go, I can't go. It's not the end of the world.
That's right, son.
But Ozzy's going.
I know, son, but they must have booked early.
Charlie Thompson's going.
Yes, Jim, I know.
He'll be there tomorrow night watching Cinderella.
Yes, Jim.
And the pumpkin changes into the coach.
Yes.
She goes to the ball and loses her slipper. And then the prince finds it and puts it on again. And they all live happily ever after.
Now, Jimmy, pull yourself together. We'll make it up to you, son.
Get off me. Trying to get round me.
Now, Jimmy, stop it.
Look at him. He'll get everything he wants this Christmas. Parties, presents, and the first disappointment he has is crying.
What about you? When Alfie Hall didn't turn up for your birthday party, you cried that much you put all the candles out.
Mother, will you stop him talking about me and Alfie Hall?
Everybody's talking about you. Ozzy saw you. Alfie holding mistletoe over your head.
Well, all the boys do that at Christmas time.
Yes, but not in a chip shop.
That's a lie. Ozzy's never seen me in the chip shop in his life.
Oh, hello, Susan. Well, now, are we all fixed up for the pantomime, then?
Oh, Grandad, we're not going to the pantomime.
Oh, don't start again.
Don't you shout at me. It's all your fault. You don't care about the pantomime. All you want to do is smooch with sloppy Alfie Hall. You wait till next Sunday when the vicar comes. I'll tell him you paint your toenails and smoke in bed.
Now, Jimmy, you've gone too far. You mustn't speak to Susan like that.
Why not? You shouted at her when she permed your hair and half of it turned green.
Stop telling lies.
Susan, leave this to me. Jimmy, up to bed.
You what?
Go to bed.
But I'm not tired.
I don't care whether you're tired or not. You'll go up to bed and stay there till you learn to behave yourself.
All right, then. I always have to go to bed. You never send her to bed.
Jimmy, now you heard what your mother said. Away you go.
All right, then. I'll go to bed. But I'm not saying good night.
Well, what was all that about, then?
Well, the pantomime's booked up for 3 weeks. So, naturally, he's upset because he can't go.
Well, I can understand him being disappointed. Of course, we might have known. Cinderella's always a popular pantomime.
Oh, I'll go to the door, Mother. It'll be Alfie.
Well, were you expecting him?
I was expecting him an hour ago, before I went to get the tickets.
Oh, he probably had to go back home and look at the calendar to find out what date it was.
His Royal Highness Prince Alfie Charming has come to look at Susanella's big feet.
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late.
Get out, you.
Oh, all right, Susan, but I said I was sorry.
No, not you, Alfie. It's Jimmy. Go on, off to bed.
All right, but I was only doing me good turn answering the door. I didn't know it was Alfie. I could have been somebody important.
You've said enough. Now, off you go to bed.
All right, keep your kilt on.
What?
It slipped out, Grandad. Ta-ra!
I'm sorry I'm late, but I had to take my dad to the doctor's. I was helping him to fix the decorations, and I said I'd hold the ladder while he went up it.
He must be a fool. I wouldn't let you hold the ladder while I went up it.
Oh, that's what my dad said, so he held it while I went up. I fell on his head. What's the matter with Jimmy?
Well, it's a wonder he didn't break his neck.
How do you mean?
Well, somebody your weight falling on his head.
Oh, poor Jimmy. That's what happened to me, Dad.
Jimmy's upset because we can't get any seats for the pantomime on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we booked 20 for our office outing on Christmas Eve, but we've got some left because Charlie Watsett ordered 4 for him and Bob Thingamy to take 2 of the office girls. I forget their names, but Mrs. What do you call it found out and clouted him, so they're going with his mother-in-law on Boxing Day.
What on earth was all that about?
Well, I told you, see, Charlie Watsett...
Don't wind him up again. Now, Alfie, do you mean there are 4 spare tickets for Christmas Eve?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Right, we'll have them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Jimmy will be delighted when we tell him.
I'm delighted now.
Jimmy!
Let's have a look at the tickets, because we want to be near the front, not upstairs.
Well, you behave yourself.
Oh, the seats are for the stalls, but I haven't got the tickets with me. Harry, who is it's got them?
Who?
Wait a minute. Tompkins, Harry Tompkins. You know him, Jim. Everybody calls him Tubby.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll go round and get the tickets off him.
You'll do nothing of the kind.
But I know his house, ma'am. Tubby Tompkins is the one with the big bay window.
You can't go anywhere dressed like that in a vest and shorts.
It's me gym kit.
Well, what's the idea of going to bed in your gym clothes?
Well, I'm Jim.
I mean, where are your pyjamas?
They're too big for me. It's always the same. Get him a size larger and he'll grow into them.
I wonder if you could collect him, Mr. Sinclair, in the morning, because I'm working.
Aye, I'll slip round to see Harry Tompkins after breakfast.
Well, when you do, will you ask him for my ticket? Then I can go to the theatre with you.
Oh, all right. I'll ask him for 5 tickets then. Now, I hope you're happy, Jimmy.
Oh, yes. I can't wait till tomorrow night. One of our teachers saw it on the first night. He said it was great.
Who was that?
Wolf Called Willie.
Wolf Called Willie?
Yes. When he talks, he whistles. He said, "Yes, James, it's a smashing show. Cinderella's beautiful. She's got long blonde hair and buttons made everybody laugh their heads off. And there's 8 lovely white ponies pulling the coach covered in jewels."
That'll be fine, Jim. Now, away you go off to your bed.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll bet I can't sleep tonight for thinking about it. Oh, it's miles better than the one we had last year, Old King Cole.
Yeah, hey, that's funny. Old King Cole and then Cinderella.
What's funny about it?
Don't you get it, you see? After the coal, we get cinders.
Oh, don't some mothers have them? Oh, dear. I can't sleep. Oh, dear, 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 dear. Oh, dear. Oh, heck. 3 cups of malted milk now. Still not off. Oh, I must have night starvation. I should have had another meat patty. Oh, dear, 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 dear. Oh, this daft pillar's all lumps. Oh. Oh.
Jimmy, what's the matter?
I can't sleep.
You're too excited about this pantomime.
I know. Every time I'm going off, I see Buttons throwing great big lollipops to the audience. And I wake up licking me hot water bottle.
Well, when you were a wee toddler, I used to tell you bedtime stories. Are you too old for that now?
Well, I'm too old for the 3 bears. Hey, I saw the milkman laughing this morning. Tell me the story you told him.
You wouldn't understand that, would Jimmy? I hope.
Oh, well, I don't want a story then. Let's have a game at leapfrog.
Don't be silly. Look, just stop thinking about the pantomime and go to sleep. When I can't sleep, I just make my mind a blank and I'm off.
Oh, well, it's easy for you. Oh, heck, that's done it. Alfie Hall's brought our Susan home. There'll be no sleep now till Sir Lancelot gets back on his motorbike.
Ah, they'll only have a wee goodnight kiss.
I know, but they spend half an hour practicing.
All right, then. I'll close the window.
No, if you do that, I can't hear what they're saying.
Good night, Alfie.
Just a minute, Susan. You're not still annoyed, are you?
Well, all that fuss. Just because I had one dance with Harry Potter, I hardly know him. I just happened to meet him at night school.
Hardly know him? He was round here every Friday night doing his homework.
Oh, that was Harry Potter. The one with the horn-rimmed glasses.
No, that was Freddie Hill, Thursday nights with the gramophone.
Well, I'm sorry, Susan.
I should think so.
Yeah, but after all, it was my favourite dance, the cha-cha. You know, they didn't play another one all night.
Grandad, get your bagpipes out and give him a cha-cha.
Well, all right, Alfie, we'll forget all about it.
Oh, I am glad. Give me a kiss.
Oh, heck, it started.
Jimmy, we shouldn't be both here listening to this.
Well, you go to bed then.
I don't mean...
Shh. Oh, Susan, you know, when I kiss you, it really sends me.
He wants to kiss her again and get lost.
I'm sorry about the cha-cha, Alfie. You know I'd rather have done it with you.
Would you, Susan?
Of course I would.
But honestly, Susan?
Yes, Alfie.
But do you really mean it?
You know I do.
It takes a bit of convincing, doesn't it? Why won't he believe her when she says she loves him because she knows she's been a liar all her life?
Look, Jimmy, for the last time, your granddad got the tickets this morning.
Well, I was only asking.
Yeah, for the 10th time. Now, look, I want you to stay in the house while I go to the shops, right?
But I want to go out. Me and Charlie Thompson were going to play Wishbones with Ozzy.
Wishbones? What game's that?
Well, me and Charlie grab Ozzy's legs and pull, and we don't stop till Ozzy guesses our wish.
You're not going out playing any rough games. I want you to keep tidy for the pantomime tonight. You're as bad as your grandfather.
Why, has he been playing Wishbones with Tubby Tompkins?
No. Nobody wanted to go to the theatre in that dirty old sports coat that's hanging in the hall.
Well, can I phone Ozzy, Mum, to tell him I'm going to the pantomime?
All right, but don't make a lot of noise, because your granddad's having his afternoon nap.
Ooh, what a life he has, Mum. Gets up, has his breakfast, goes for his pension, picks his winners out, gets his lunch, has a nap, has his tea, has a shave, then down to the Rose and Crown to get something to make him sleep.
Oh, you never miss a thing, do you?
Ooh, I'm all there with me cough drops.
Oh, what a boy. All right, I won't be long.
Well, now to stop Ozzy swanking. I'll have him on. Hello. Is that the Higginbottom house? Could Hayes speak to Oswald? Oh, thank you. Hello? Oswald? Hiya, fish face. This is Jay for Jungle Jim calling off for Horrible Ozzy. No, don't ring off. I've got something to tell you. You're not the only one who's going to the pantomime tonight. I'll be there as well, behind you, with me pea shooter. So you better tell your dad to keep his cap on. Don't I? I'll have to hang up now, Ozzy. There's somebody at the door. All right, then. See you tonight. I'm coming.
Oh, hello, Sonny. Is your mother in?
No, there's nobody in except me granddad, and he's out.
I don't get you.
He's out to the wide, in bed. I'm in charge of the house.
Yes, well, I'm sure it couldn't be in better hands. Well, I'd better leave my card for your mother.
Well, what did you want?
Well, I'm from the Swift Cleaners. We've just opened a new shop round here.
What does this mean on the card? Free cleaning.
Oh, yes, well, now, to advertise the business, we clean one article free.
What sort of article?
Oh, any article of clothing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'll call again.
Hey, just hang on a minute.
Now, wait a minute. Look, son, I'm in a bit of a hurry. I'll call again. Hello. Oh, what have you got there?
Me granddad's old sports coat. If you clean things for nothing, he'll be your best customer.
Well, wait a minute, son. I mean, I can't just take one article.
Why not? You said you'd clean one article free. This is it.
Yeah, but I must take something else to clean as well. Ooh.
Well, my bike's a bit mucky. Take that.
Here, look. Wait a minute. Here's your coat back. I'll come round tomorrow.
All right. I'll tell me mother not to go to your shop and the neighbours, telling people lies.
Yeah, all right. But look, give me the coat back. No doubt your mother will give me another order when I return this.
Oh, thanks, mister.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I'll give you a receipt. Now, what name is it?
Clitheroe.
Clitheroe, aye.
A cairn, a lith, and a hern, a hoe.
Yeah, no, number 34, isn't it? Right, well, there's your receipt. One sports coat.
Ta, I hope you get plenty more customers like me.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Well, that's me granddad's Christmas presents for next year.
All right, Jimmy. Who was that at the door?
Oh, it was the milkman.
What? At 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes, I think he gave his cows a lie-in this morning.
Oh, you ought to be in a pantomime.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you get the tickets, Grandad?
Yes, I got the tickets.
Well, hadn't you better give them to me? You know what you're like for losing tickets.
The tickets are safe and sound in my sports coat, behind the door there.
Oh, well, that's... Where?
In my sports coat. Look, if you don't believe me, I'll open the door and show you.
No, don't bother. I'll take your word for it. Well, I'll just go out.
Where to?
The cleaners. I mean, to see Ozzy.
Ozzy? Are the cleaners?
Yes, he's going to the pantomime and he's having his neck cleaned.
Yes, Sonny, what is it?
I want me granddad's sports coat. And hurry up, please. It's a matter of life and death.
Now, Sonny, your grandfather can't be all that desperate for his sports coat.
If I don't get it before he gets me, ooh, he'll take his slipper off and leave his footprints all over me sit-upon.
Well, what does the coat look like?
Well, it's a sort of a dirty green with leather on the sleeves and egg stains all down the front.
Well, when was it cleaned?
Oh, about 25 years ago, I should think.
Oh, you mean we haven't cleaned it yet?
No, the van man called for it. A tall, skinny fella with a big conk and no chin.
The van driver's my husband.
Yeah, that's it. He is a nice man, isn't he?
Why does your grandfather want it back now if he's just given it him?
Me granddad doesn't want it. You see, I want it to get the 5 tickets for the pantomime I left in it.
Oh, I see. Well, this is the load he brought in over here. Now, let's have a look. Oh, is that it?
Yes, that's the one. Look, it's got a split up the back where he jumped on his bike too quick.
Well, you're a lucky boy. The tickets are still in the pocket. There they are.
Oh, thank you, missus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, well, no. 4? Hey, there must be another one in there.
There's nothing in here.
Oh, well, try the other pocket.
There's nothing in any of the pockets.
Well, pull the lining out. Here, use my scout knife.
Nah, don't be so silly. There's not another ticket.
Oh, heck. Must still be in his van, the big, long stick of celery.
Hey!
I'm sorry, missus, but now there's 5 of us and only 4 tickets.
Well, one of you won't be able to go.
Yes, and I know which one it'll be when they find out. To me, Grandad, you won't like the pantomime. Buttons keeps telling jokes about Scotsmen being mean.
I don't care. I've paid 7 and 6 for my seat and I'm going. And if I don't like the show, I'll sit in a bar.
You won't like the bar either. All you'll get there is dandelion and burdock.
Look, I don't know what you're up to, but whatever you say, I'm going to the pantomime.
But I'm telling you, ma'am, you look too tired to go to the pantomime.
What do you mean? I feel fine.
Well, you don't look it. I mean, think of the rest you could get when we're all out. And I'll give you me comics to read in bed.
Don't be silly, Jimmy. Everything's arranged. We're all going to the pantomime and we're going to have a very nice evening.
I'm telling you, Susan, you'll regret it if you go to the pantomime. Once Alfie sees how beautiful Cinderella is, he'll never look at you again.
Never mind that. Look, I've told you before not to ring me up at work.
But listen, if you stop at home while we go to the pantomime, you can have the whole house to snog in for 3 hours.
Look, Alfie and I want to go to the pantomime.
Well, let Alfie go and you stop in the house with Freddie Hill.
Look, will you ring off? My boss is waiting for me.
That's it. Bring your boss round. Sit on his knee and pretend you're working late.
Oh, get lost.
Well, there's only one thing for it. I'll have to put the fluence on Alfie Hall.
Now, sit down, Jim, while I finish my tea. I don't want to be late for the pantomime.
That's what I've come to tell you about, Alfie. It's not worth seeing. Charlie Thompson told me the pantomime's rotten.
Well, are you sure?
Well, you can tell. He sneaked in for nothing through the exit door, and it was so bad he went and asked for his money back.
Yeah, but your teacher said it was marvellous. You remember, you told me about that beautiful young Cinderella.
Charlie Thompson said she's 64.
Get away. What, the one with the long blonde hair?
She wears a wig. And not only on the stage, in the street as well. Charlie was walking past her when it blew off.
Oh, look, don't be daft. Charlie's been pulling your leg. Take no notice of him. You'll enjoy the pantomime. Well, did you just think about them 8 lovely white ponies drawing the jewelled coach?
Charlie saw them. 2 scraggy old donkeys and a goat. Pulling a handcart.
Oh. Oh, I get it. You're trying to pull my leg.
I'm not, Alfie. You won't enjoy it. You're sitting behind Tubby Tompkins. You'll never see a thing unless you take a periscope.
Jimmy, I don't know where you've got all this from, but it's a load of rubbish. We're all sitting in the same row.
You mean you're going then?
Yes, I'm all ready. I'm just going to put some coal on the fire, then I'll come round to your house with you.
Stand still, Father, while I brush your coat.
Oh, don't fuss so much, Pat.
Well, I'm ready, Mum.
Oh, good. What a family. You arriving home late, Grandad taking all night to fasten his collar. Phew, thank goodness Susan's going straight from work and I don't have to bother with her.
Are you meeting her outside the theatre, then?
We're meeting her inside the theatre.
Well, how's she going to get in?
With the ticket I gave her this morning.
This morning?
Yeah, Susan went in with Grandad to collect the tickets from Mr. Tompkins.
Oh, heck.
Anyway, why all the questions? Go and get the other 4 tickets out of my sports coat. It's behind the hall door there.
Yes, Grandad. The other 4 tickets.
Oh, I don't know what's the matter with Jimmy.
Well, it's the pantomime. He got himself too excited.
Yeah, I expect you're right.
Here you are, Grandad. 4 tickets.
Right. Now, all we're waiting for is Alfie Hall.
Well, I think I'd better call for him.
We'll all call for him on the way to the theatre.
Oh, I think I'd better go first, because I can run faster than you two, and hurry him up.
All right, come on then. We'll follow you down the road.
Ben, let me out and have a call, Fred.
It's all right, Alfie, but before you come out, it was an accident.
It was nothing of the kind. Ooh, what a time. I had locked in the dark, breathing coal dust, covered in cobwebs, and there's a mouse in here. Let me out.
Now, calm down, Alfie. It's all over now. Hey, what a good job I happen to be passing.
You happen to be passing? You lock me in. Don't try and kid me.
Well, all right. I'm sorry, Alfie, but don't tell me, Mum, please. She'll stop me going to the pantomime. I'll clean your motorbike every day for a month if you don't tell her.
You're all right, then. Yeah, as long as you're sorry. But after all, it is a season of goodwill. I'll just tell your mother you let me out.
Oh, you're a sport, Alfie. And I'll stick up for you the next time me grandad talks about the dozy-looking twit who owns our house. I'll tell him that's my friend, Alfie Hall.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Derek Giler as the laundryman, and Betty Alberge as the laundrywoman. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC.